الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمد وحامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: اليوم أحل لكم الطيبات وطعام الذين أوتوا الكتاب حل لكم وطعامكم حل لهم والمحصنات من المؤمنات والمحصنات من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم إذا آتيتموهن أجورهن محصنين غير مسافحين ولا متخذي أخدان ومن يكفر بالإيمان فقد حبط عمله وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lessons we spoke about what animals are lawful, what animals are regarded as unlawful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that today declared for you are all the tayyibat, being lawful for you, all those good food, wholesome food, pure foods, etc. In other words, from here we understand anything that is regarded as filthy and impure, this is impermissible. In one verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ. What is regarded as tayyib food, which is regarded as tayyib, good, pure, wholesome, clean, that is halal, and food that's regarded as impure, that is haram. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the ta'am, the food of Ahl Kitab, those who are given the book, they are also halal for you. What does this refer to? It refers to their dhaba'ih, the animals that they have slaughtered, so long as it was slaughtered in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in not any other person's name. So this refers to people who were given the kitab. What book are we talking about? Not any book, not a book that is made up or fabricated or said that this is the word of Allah. It refers to those Ahl Kitab who were strictly following their original kitab, their original books that were given to them. If they have to slaughter, then in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that food will be halal for you. So we have to be careful, etc. When we read verses like this, we have to read the correct and get the correct understanding. This is also governed by many conditions that are found in the books of fiqh, etc. when it comes to eating from what they have slaughtered. And Allah says, وَطَعَامُكُمْ حِلٌّ لَهُمْ. Your food is halal for them. Then Allah says, وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ إِذَا آتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ. Yeah, Allah talks about marriage. So marrying their woman. So here also we see, we have to give this some conditions. One is giving mahar, etc. Person has to be chaste as well. He must not be making zina with any woman openly, nor must it be done secretly. غَيْرَ مُسَافِحِينَ. He must not be doing zina openly. وَلَا مُتَّخِذِ أَخْدَانَ. He mustn't be taking them as confidants or doing zina with them secretly. So here too we see in this verse that marriage also with them. Allah has just given a general ruling that it is permissible. We got to look into the books of fiqh and see that there are shurut, conditions, etc. when it comes to marrying and what type of Ahl Kitab one is allowed to make nikah with, etc. So it is not as plain and simple as one thinks it to be. Rather, we have to look into the books of fiqh and see how these rulings are governed by sharia, etc. Then Allah says, "One وَمَن يَكْفُر بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ. Whoever disbelieves in iman, that means he's a kafir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, clearly, فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ. No matter what good deed you do, all those deeds then become nullified and Allah reduces it to naught, because in the akhirat only iman is accepted and amal salihat are accepted. So the good deed that you did, you'll get your reward for it in this world, and there'll be nothing there remaining for you in the akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts iman in the akhirat. That's why Allah says, وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Let such a person know that if you're not a mu'min, then in the akhirat definitely you will be a loser. So for whatever good deed you did, whilst if a kafir did some good deed in that condition, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fair. Allah will repay him with something that he did for his good that he did in this dunya. But in the akhirat, let him know he'll be from the losers. What we mean by a loser? It means a person who lost his soul. In other words, if he had brought iman, he would have found his soul in Jannah. But now he's a loser. It means he lost his soul. His soul is now in Jahannam. And in some places you see that the kafir, when he comes into on the day of akhirat, he will realize that he has lost his soul and he has lost his family. So what does it mean that he has lost his family? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also prepared for every person. Allah has prepared there in Jannah also al-hurul ayn, etc. So this person will see that he has lost his family. Now he's gone to Jahannam, and his family that is prepared for him, had he brought iman, that family is intended there in Jannah, so he has lost that as well. So let him know that in the akhirat he'll be from the losers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.